This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Lois, L-O-I-S. Last name is Cirillo, S-Y-R-Y-L-O. Date of birth is 2/16/1926. Date of evaluation is 10/18/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric follow-up, management of dementia, history of pseudobulbar effect, depression, history of present illness. This is a 97 years old female who's well familiar to our service. Patient is seen on a regular basis by PM Mark. My last visit was on September 26th. I reviewed the patient's chart and discussed her condition with nursing staff. Period patient is very confused and not able to hold a coherent conversation. Period she was sitting on a chair in her room and reports feeling okay, but gets easily tearful and unable to describe if anything is troubling her. She claims that her sleep and appetite is fair, no hostility. Agitation, period, the severity of her pseudobulbar effect has decreased with new dexta, period. Staff reports that patient gets a new dexta from a pharmaceutical company because it wasn't covered by her insurance company. However, they haven't tried to send medication through a pharmacy recently. There are no adverse effects from current medications. Next paragraph. Internal medical, social, family history. Their last visit, September 26, 2023. Medical history, no changes. Psychiatric history, no changes. Psychosocial history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, blood pressure 106 over 52, pulse 70, respiration is 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative movements, weakness, sitting in a chair, speech, unable to hold coherent conversation, mood, dysphoric effect of pseudo-bulbar type, thought process severely confused, association concrete, thought contact, no thoughts of harm to self, other perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, only memory recent and remote, impaired, formal knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph under assessment plan. Next paragraph under current medications, new dexta 20-10 Q12 hours and Zoloft 25 milligram once a day. Next paragraph under assessment plan. Other Alzheimer's disease G30.8 number 2 dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere without dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere moderate without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance and anxiety F02.B0. Next paragraph number 3, pseudo-bulbar effect F48.2, plans continue new dexta as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. In my medical determination, benefits of current medication seems to outweigh risks. Next paragraph, procedure code 99308, end of dictation.